The Witches by Roald Dahl, dramatized by Lucy Catherine. Part 1.
In fairy tales, witches always wear silly black hats and black cloaks, and they ride on broomsticks.
Grandmama, I can't sleep.
Come and sit by the fire, my darling. I've something important to tell you.
But this story is not a fairy tale. This story is real.
It's time you knew something about witches.
Witches aren't real.
They most certainly are. But they dress in ordinary clothes. And they live in ordinary houses. There could be one living next door right now.
My grandmother was Norwegian. She lived in an old house deep in the countryside. The Norwegians have always known about witches, for Norway, with its black forests and icy mountains, is where the first witches came from.
Are you being truthful, Grandmama?
This is the gospel truth, my boy. And I'm telling you for your own good. You won't last long in this world if you can't spot a real witch. Now, pass me a cigar.
She was the only grandmother I ever met who smoked cigars.
Ah, that's better. Where was I?
Real witches.
Ah, yes. Real witches hate children. Their only passion is to do away with them, one by one. The real witch will carefully choose a child, then stalk it like a hunter. She moves quietly. She gets closer. Then, she swoops. Sparks fly, skin shrivels, and the child disappears.
But this story does not begin with my wonderful grandmother in Norway. It begins with my mother and father. It begins with something terrible.
Mom! Dad! Look! Outside!
What's the matter?
It's snowing!
Of course it's snowing. It wouldn't be Norway if it didn't snow.
I am 7 years old, and we are in Norway for Christmas. You see, although both my parents are Norwegian, I was born in England, and I go to school there. But we come back twice a year to see Grandmother. Mum and Dad are so happy to be home. We're Christmas shopping in Oslo, and the snow is falling. There are crystals of ice on the windows. Outside, everything is huge and white. It feels like there is magic in the air. But not all magic is good magic.
Did we get everything?
There's no more room in the car, and we spent every last kroner we had.
Is there anything for me?
We'll have to wait and see what Santa brings you.
No.
Remember, only good boys get lots of presents. Have you been a good boy?
Stop teasing
him. All right.
And can we get going, please? I'm frozen.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I'm cold.
What's the blankets around you, darling? That's better. It'll be a snug as a bug in no time.
Driving back to Grandmother's house, the headlamps light up a million snowflakes dancing their way to the ground.
You see anything?
I can see snow. Lots of snow.
Maybe you should slow down a bit.
If I go any slower, I might as well stop.
I'm hungry.
We don't want to be late for supper.
Are we nearly there, Dad?
Oh, not far now.
Careful!
Damned weather.
I like it.
So do I. This is proper snow. Norwegian snow. Not like the pathetic little flurries you get in England. Look out!
Hold on! Oh, my God!
Darling!
I undo my seatbelt and climb into the front. I can see straight away that my mother and father are both dead. Grandmother is